Eat ingredients. Travel portrait. Number 27. On being patient, number 8, precise obfuscation, a cafeteria commentary. Several weeks since my endoscopic transphenoidal surgery, I wake up with the foggy groggies. Murky am I, wanting to snap out of this mindset, which is not conceptually impeding the realization that I am finally getting some rest. Am I full-time, or am I over-contemplating myself? I am healing. As I continue to ossify through hormone replacement therapy, my blood sugar levels are trending upward and my blood pressure is tracking somewhat downward, both slightly above normal. My weight is such that I should be gaunt, but my bloated pudgy is ruining the svelte effect, as well does my rounded jawline. My bottom line has not changed. I still have my bony ass to keep my attitude fleshy fresh, 5 times fast. I would have a smile on my face, but I have not figured out how to rid myself of this stiff upper lip. My clumsiness continues. The grogginess and murkiness may not explain why I bump into the walls. However, the resulting bruises are less frequent, whereas before the surgery, the clumsiness was more violent, resulting in near-fatal coma-like concussions. But, with this concern in passing out, I digress and exaggerate. I need to cut back on my multitasking and remain conscious of my narcolepsy. Recuperating from the surgery has helped make me aware of how stressful activities affect my acumen. My mother, who has been there to absorb most of my attitude, was able to make me focus the supply on her demands, ulteriorly motivating our captivation. In captivation, resting and relaxing while on sick leave from work drew my concern, given these transitional times. A solution must be had. Sociability is no longer capital, as is socialism is no longer popular. The events concerning currency are the makings of the demographic era, thus generating an 80-20 status allocation while proposing 50-50 equality, as speculated by the multimedia flashing empathies and advertising aspirations, public propositions for private predispositions, these servings proportion the state of the union. Have not having the not have is have not the having not have. We are left standing right, spun and twisted, caught in the middle, south, north, west, east. Alone, we are one too many, together, driven by data in aggregate, in a competitive and intelligent market. We are locked in a narrative dedicated to our health, caring for making a living within closing the conflict without clarifying the resolution. For your convenience, this audio is also available in print. Feel free to exercise thought by sending me an email. My email address is ed@eatingredients.com. Thanks for taking the time to visit eatingredients.com. Eat ingredients, so try to make them taste really good. Copyright 2009 by Edward K. Brown II, all rights reserved.